Good morning, yes. I suppose for some of you it may be good night, but anyway, welcome to Hawaii. I don't have an accent. You all have accents. Please get this down. I've been here for more than 30 years. What I want to do is give you a very, very brief outline, and like most professorial ranks, there's more slides than I really need, but we're going to flip through them at a very high rate. And if I can work out how to do it, the horticulture in this state probably started with the arrival of the Hawaiians. The Hawaiians actually came down through from Taiwan all through Southeast Asia into Melanesia and then out into the Pacific Islands and started arriving here around the year 500. When they arrived here, there were areas which allowed for dry land and wetland agriculture, and these are shown on the map on the right. The blue is rain-fed, irrigated agriculture, and these are mainly in the valleys themselves. They're very small valleys, but you're allowed. And the red areas indicate rain-fed agriculture. The crops that they brought with them we refer to as canoe plants, and I've only highlighted some of the ones which are more relevant to horticulture. So taro they brought with them. Coconut, sweet potato, I hate to tell you, but it's naturally genetically engineered. They brought bananas, actually one of the A form, the A genome, and breadfruit and mountain apple, the ones we commonly think of as horticultural. There were, in fact, after the missionaries arrived here and Hawaii became a kingdom, there are a number of people who introduced plants. The one who actually has the most recognition is Don Francisco de Paula Marin, and he was a Spaniard who came in about 1793-1794, was somewhat of a favorite of the royalty, and set up a vineyard on what's referred to as Vineyard Boulevard in Honolulu. Now, the site where the vineyard is now a series of mortuaries, and I don't know if that means anything, but that's where it was. Across the road is the Foster Botanical Gardens. It's very well worth seeing if you have the time. He brought in grapes, pineapples, mango, orange, and coffee, but the grapes were what he was recognized for. Probably Isabella. It was grown probably in the standard Spanish form as a small shrub instead of having vines on trestles as we normally think. Very importantly, he was involved in distillation and beer production, which is important for God's gift to the world. There are a couple of problems which you need to be aware of. Land ownership was a major issue for the development of horticulture. In the state, most of it is controlled by very large landowners, including the federal government and the state itself. Water availability is an issue as well. Insect and disease pressure is year-round. So we always have problems, no matter what time of year you have, with disease and insects. Now, labor cost is a problem. People can get a higher salary working here in a hotel than, let's say, elsewhere. And you can see that there, over the last few years, there has been increase, if you look at the far right there, there has been increase in private ownership of small lots. Land usage changes have been dramatic. The one shown here in red is actually the change in land utilization from 1980 to 2015. And this is mainly sugar. And you'll see that on the 2015 map, the one on the right, there's a blotch of red on Maui. That is now gone. All of that land now has become available in various forms for different types of agriculture. So land closure of sugar and pineapple plantations has meant more lands, good lands available. Outright purchase is somewhat difficult because if the area is expensive, you're not likely to get it for more than $100,000 an acre. But the Department of Agriculture and other bodies are in fact having large, long lease blocks which are now available. Irrigation is more available now because the sugar plantations and the pineapple plantations put in water systems which are being maintained still. And so that's important for the long term. Coffee. This coast along here has a lot of coffee farmers. Most of them were, in fact, Japanese at one time. And they were brought here as contract workers, but when Hawaii became a state, contracts were no longer allowed, so many of them left the plantations and many of them took leased land along this coast and grew coffee. Ups and downs with prices between sugar and coffee, but at one time most of the farms here were Japanese owned, and generally first and second generation Japanese. So with a bit of a downturn in coffee, macadamia nuts became an issue, and macadamias have been here since about 1879. If you've got time, there's what's called an arboretum on Tantalus above Honolulu, where some of the original introductions from that period are there. It used to be the King's Arboretum. The Hawaii Experiment Station had a lot of work and was giving away grafted plants and plants from 1910 onwards. And if you ask me a question later, I can get it. It was mainly on marginal sugar land where the rainfall was less. Vegetable production, year-round production, as I mentioned, insects are a problem. But it's particularly focused on Asian vegetables to meet needs which are not easily met from the mainland. The big expansion has been in tropical fruit. One of the difficulties prior to this was having to own land and not being able to plant a crop which may take 5 to 10 years before you get the first crop. You really need to be able to find some income. But this has been a major area of expansion. Pineapple used to be canning was the main product, and then it went to fresh. And the other big change has been in the variety. So the super sweets that you see now are the major ones that are grown. The acreage is much less now, around about 3,500 acres. Papaya, I think you probably all realize the story about the ring spot virus. And it is still a production area, particularly with small farms. Ornamental, Dr. Crowley will be talking about that, so I won't spend much time on it, other than to indicate that from an agricultural point of view, landscape development, maintenance, and contracting is probably one of the major horticultural industries in the state because of the number of people it employs in places such as this. The latest expansion is in this crop, and I think this will take over in large measure in many ways. For our horticulture, though this is an example of a crop that developed without any scientific input, really. It was done without government support and still is not government supported. Our emphasis at the university in Honolulu and our stations throughout the islands are in new varietal development, production management systems which reduce input costs, alternate production input sources, so wheat fertilizer costs are a major issue. Pre-harvest and post-harvest losses. Food safety is an issue because we have a lot of very small farmers, and therefore the issues of making sure our products are safe is a problem. We have a problem with getting information on economic data, and we'd like to expand on that. And if some of you listened to Ken Love, he was talking about new fruit crops. And at that point, since I've spoken at my usual rate and none of you have understood a word I've said, welcome again to Hawaii and enjoy your stay.